Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. This weekend, the top California juveniles begin their racing careers while preparing for the big futurities at Los Alamitos. Plus, night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action. From Oaklawn and Keeneland to Gulfstream Park and the top New York tracks. Enjoy a comfortable and ample grandstand each and every day with large screen TVs, plenty of wagering machines, and the friendliest staff in racing. Or reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. For Kentucky Derby reservations, call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard's Sports Bar, our newest wagering room, with more than 60 HD TVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you. What an exciting time in thoroughbred racing. Now less than 3 weeks away from the Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby. The first Saturday in May, of course, May 4th. And, boy, a big effort in the last Derby prep yesterday at Keeneland, and that was Encino, thought to be a synthetic horse. He was 2-for-3, his lone defeat, a very narrow one, all of those at Turfway Park. Brad Cox says, I think he'll handle the natural dirt at Keeneland, and he certainly did. A big win under Florent Garou, and if you saw the race, I thought Garou really employed some gamesmanship there through the stretch run, employing the right-handed stick, and he prevailed by three-quarters of a length over the favored The Wine Steward. A big win for Encino. And an update, just got a text message from John Lindo before we went on air. As far as the Derby picture is concerned, of course, there's 20 horses eligible to run. The Tampa Bay Derby runner-up, No More Time, apparently injured in training this morning. And so Encino is in. If they want to run, they picked up 20 for the win in the Lexington yesterday. He has a total of 40 points. So, you know, knock wood if everything is cold from the knees down. And, you know, he looks like he's ready for it. They'll in all probability be pointing for the Kentucky Derby again. Brad Cox, the winning trainer. Listen, a quick heads up, folks. Santa Anita's Classic meet has wrapped up. That was last Sunday. And the leading trainer at the Classic meet, Doug O'Neill, with 30 wins. He prevailed by just one over Mark Glad. Doug's going to be joining us top of the next hour, but want to let everybody know we're not done racing at Santa Anita by any means. The Hollywood at Santa Anita meet will start this coming Friday. Regular first post time now through mid-June, going to be at 1 o'clock. There will be some exceptions. Derby Day, Preakness, and Belmont when things are shifted a little bit earlier. But Friday, April 19th, opening day of the Hollywood meet at Santa Anita. And as always, on Fridays, free parking and admission and some terrific drink specials, $3 beers, $5 margaritas. Very, very popular promotion at Santa Anita. So hope to see you at the races on Friday, certainly, through mid-June, and that'll be the beginning of their brand new meet. They'll also be offering the Golden Hour Double. It's a $5 wager along with the $1 Golden Hour Pick Four. And those wagers, of course, combining the late races with what's going on at Golden Gate. And it's going to get a little bit sentimental as we move into June with the curtain coming down on Golden Gate Fields. And, of course, they've been in operation since WW2, I believe, 1941. Also, at Santa Anita, that $1 coast-to-coast pick five is coming back. Would encourage everybody to go to santaanita.com and get signed up. Make your reservations for Kentucky Derby Day at Santa Anita on Saturday, May 4th. Let's get to the phones now upstate New York and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Doing well. A big day today at Aqueduct, but wanted to get your thoughts just visually on what you saw yesterday. And, of course, a tremendous performance by Bob Baffert's Adair Manor in the Apple Blossom yesterday at Oaklawn Park. A sensational win. And, you know, down the backside, I'm looking at the race, and Javier Castellanos on a long shot, and he's in an absolute all-out drive at the 4.5. I'm thinking, wow, what is he thinking here? He ended up last in a Adair Manor, coming off a defeat, but really a big effort in her most recent on the comeback at Santa Anita. She ran to that race and then some, it looked to me visually.
No question about it, Mike. And she's a different horse when she makes the lead. And Juan Hernandez put her on the lead. He was intent on getting that lead. And he really won the race going into the first turn. He took control. And anyone that wanted to take a shot, well, good luck. You saw what happened to Javier Castellanos' horse. She finished up the track. So a terrific ride. And Baffert is deadly when he shifts to Oakland. He's
running
at a crazy percentage, like about 43%, I believe. So he does exceptionally well when he ships there, and she ran very, very well, and really, she just did, and Juan Hernandez gets a lot of credit for the ride.
And, John, you're tied on with the Brad Cox barn. Talk about Encino, a son of Nyquist, very impressive in taking the Lexington at Keeneland. I mentioned at the top the defection of the Tampa Derby runner-up. So Encino's in if they want to go.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to decide. I mean, it's only 3 weeks out. They took a shot running him on the dirt yesterday. And I will tell you, Mike, the track certainly helped. Speed was deadly on that surface yesterday. It's been like that the whole week at Keeneland. The horses that have made the lead have not come back. Take nothing away from the horse. It was his first try on the dirt, and he ran very well. Now the question is, if he's going to run back on 3 weeks, I'm not so sure. But listen, I'm sure there'll be a few more defections because that's just the nature of the game, and it always happens. But at this point, no more time is out. Jose D'Angelo said the horse got hurt this morning in training at Palm Meadows, and that elevates Encino in. So let's see who else is going to go, and let's see who else is going to come out. A lot happens in 3 weeks, as we know.
Exactly. But as everybody also knows, you only got one shot at this race, John, so you know, I think Brad Cox, he'll have to get with the owners. Talk about Brad Cox for a moment. I mentioned that you're tied on with him. Your son Joey does a lot of business with the Cox barn. Just your impressions on him. Obviously, he's got an incredible percentage. Young guy. He's always got the baseball cap. He seems like a very well-grounded guy. I have never met him, but your take on Brad Cox, John.
He's really a terrific guy. He's a terrific trainer. He runs a really cool operation. I mean, everybody knows their jobs, and he's got a lot of horses, Mike, all over the country. His son Blake is going to follow in his footsteps. He may be going out on his own soon, but he's his right-hand man. It's a family-run operation, and they just do unbelievable work, and they will not send a horse out unless they think that he's ready to win. So he never gives them one. You know, he's all business all the time. time, and he's a workaholic. He really is.
John, before we get a prognostication from you, and by the way, Aqueduct, well, they got a big day plan, 9 races, 3 stakes. I just want to ask you about a repeat winner in the Count Fleet at Oaklawn for Steve Asmussen by the name of Skelly. He didn't really break well. How fast is this horse, John?
Well, yesterday he showed how fast he was. He went 21.43, so I would say that's pretty fast. And this horse has done a lot of racing. He's been, I think, to Dubai or the other side of the world and back. And, you know, the question is all this racing going to finally catch up to him? It didn't, and he put on quite a performance yesterday.
Yeah, again, he did not break sharp. 21-2, 43-4, came home 6 furlongs, 8-4. He's got 9 wins from 14 overall starts, and again, back-to-back in that Count Fleet. That was something to behold. It really was. All right, let's go ahead and talk about it. I'm hoping the weather's good at Aqueduct for a 9-race card today. You guys get underway at 10:20 Pacific, John.
Yeah, the weather's actually beautiful today, Mike. It's in the 50s, no rain. The sun is shining, so we're going to have a great day weather-wise. Unfortunately, to be honest with you, the card is kind of light. I mean, the stake races all came up with short fields. But we're going to look at the second race today, Mike. Chad Brown has a 3-5 entry in there, and I'm going to beat this entry. I like the number 3 horse in here, Mongolian Panther. This is an 8-year-old mare from the David Jacobson barn, Isaac Castillo aboard to ride. She's listed at 12-1 on the morning line. She's the longest shot in the race. She ran very well 2 starts back. Then she came back off of a short layoff. Didn't run well that day. However, she did have an excuse. The track was sloppy. Today, number 3, Mongolian Panther, 12-1 on the morning line, upsets and wins today's second race at Aqueduct.
Just one thing to run at you. I'm looking at the entries for Aqueduct, and it shows Mongolian Panther is the 2, John.
He's the 3. There's an entry in there, Mike, out of the official program.
Okay, terrific. I appreciate that.
You're looking at straight up.
Yeah, it's confusing. So it's actually number 3 in the program, Mongolian Panther. And post time for that race, race 2 today at the Big A, 10:51 Pacific. I mentioned 3 stakes, a couple of them for New York Breds, Colton Gelding's, that's going to be the 5th, the New York Stallion Stakes, and then the 3-year-old filly race, also called the New York Stallion. That'll go as the 8th and the Top Flight. Short field, fillies and mares at 1 1/8. That'll go as the 3rd today. John, no Santa Anita until Friday. Tell us what's available at jonhardwon.com.
Well, today we have Oaklawn, Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and Keelan selections, and we will be back in hour number 2 with another radio selection.
Okay, looking forward to that. And I know the main track was favoring speed yesterday at Keelan, but boy, it looked like a beautiful day back there on television, didn't it?
It did. Well, they had really bad weather Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But yesterday, the racing gods were smiling on us, and they had a beautiful day and a nice crowd and
good.
Really some terrific races.
Okay, thank you so much, John, and we'll get you back toward the end of the show though, there in hour 2. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You bet. And folks, a quick programming note. Angels Red Sox today from Fenway Park. That'll go at 10:35 our time. Angels on deck right after us at 10 a.m. With Trent Rush. Angels sitting 2nd in the American League West at 7-7. Listen, folks, if you own and breed here in California, you know all about Clubhouse Ride. 21 wins at the recently concluded Santa Anita Classic meet. He stands along with Straight Fire at Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch in Clemens, California, in close proximity to Sacramento. Let Terry Knight and his incredible team at Legacy Ranch get you from the breeding shed to the winner's circle. Folks, we breed through June. There's all kinds of time to get your mares up there and give them some time and get them bred, settled in full at Legacy Ranch in Clemens, California. Give farm manager Terry Knight a call right now at 510-928-4989. That's Legacy Ranch, owned by Pete and Ev Perella in Clemens, California, the home of the Red Hot Stallion Clubhouse Ride. Let's get to the phones right now. I don't know if we're going to Lexington or if we're going to L.A. or quite where, but we're going to find out. Want to check in right now with a good friend for many years, Mark Sakalakis. He is the owner in partnership of Endeavor Farm in Versailles, Kentucky. Hey, Mark, good morning. Where are you?
Hey, good morning, Mike. I'm in Kentucky right now. I'm actually at the farm as we speak and just enjoying a beautiful, beautiful morning here. It's wonderful.
Okay, and again, I know you want to let folks know about your farm. A lot of people looking for ways to get to the sales, primarily in Kentucky, but also like OBS, two-year-old and training sale. That's starting on Tuesday down there in mid-Florida. But folks looking to get to the sales have some direction, a game plan, and if they've got mares, you are in very close proximity to some of the top stallions in the world, and a lot of folks want to go to a place like this, and if they know they've got a solid connection with a guy like Mark Sakalakis, who is Southern California through and through, get their mares in full to whatever stallion they may be thinking of. They're in the bluegrass. Bring them to Endeavor Farm. Make sure the mares are settled before you get them on a van or an airplane. Get them back here to California. They foal out. If they breed back, Mark, to a California-based stallion, they've got a California bred. And we've seen a number of Nyquists, for instance, and a lot of other Kentucky-based stallions as well, with California bred get. And I know you're looking to facilitate that in a very significant way.
Absolutely, Mike. I mean, it's what we do, and people do it all the time. We are right here on the old Frankfort Pike in central Kentucky, and we breed, we board, we sell. So, yes, you know, if you're in California, please, if you want to breed a Kentucky stallion, we're here for you. Ship out, we'll board them and breed the stallion of your choice. And then as soon as they're pronounced in full and safely in full, we can ship them back to wherever farm you are in California or any state for that matter.
Right.
Here, and if you want to leave them here as well, we're here for that too. We're available, and we love what we do. So please take advantage of us and our service if you'd like, because we are here for you.
And the way to contact you, the best way, is the website, EndeavorFarmKY.com?
Yes, sir. That's us, EndeavorFarmKY.com. My number's on there. Keith Haig, our farm manager, and his wife, Laura, our sales manager, live on the property, and they are the ones to call as well. If you need any information, any services, they are here 24/7 unless they take a day off, which is very rare. So it's really a hands-on boutique place, and we're here for all the people in California and everywhere else for that matter.
And Mark, approaching these sales, I mean, you see these catalogs, catalog 1, 2, 3, 4. It is beyond intimidating. And, you know, if folks, if they're not with a trainer here or even back there, I know you provide a lot of guidance for folks. You can sit down, have a consultation, and attend the sales with clients and advise them and just tell them, you know, hey, this is what I think. Take it for what it's worth and so on and so forth. Explain the process.
Well, that's exactly what we do here. You know, besides boarding and breeding and selling, we are involved every day with clients and their choices to breed and what stallions to breed. And being that we also do the sales, we sell and we buy. And that's just what we do. So we are looking at the breedings constantly, physical confirmation, how they move. You know, that's our lives here now. And so we're here to help. We're here to consult. We do it every day. You know, we kind of live and breathe it 24/7. And so we offer that to our clients, you know, pick our brains. We'll pick your brains. We'll come up with somewhere, you know, which way to go, what you're looking for, what your amount to spend may be.
Mm-hmm.
And you just come up you know, you have your choices. You go see these horses. Then you narrow down your choices, and you come up maybe with a list of 5 to 10 of your best choices, and then you make an attempt to purchase them. It's a fun process. It's an interesting process, and it's just part of the whole joy of being in our business. And so, like I said, it's what we do, and we'd like to do it with you if you'd like our help, because we love it. And I know the people out there that want to buy certainly love it. And together we can, you know, come up with a plan to make the best purchase possible. So we do attend the sales. We are in here in Kentucky. We're all over it and would love to help if they'd like, because that's what we do.
Our guest is former longtime highly respected trainer Mark Sakalakis. Proud owner of Endeavor Farm in Versailles, Kentucky. You're on Old Frankfort Pike, 185 acres. I would really encourage folks, go to your website, endeavorfarmky.com. Talk about the farm and the changes you've made and everything you offer to people with horses in all categories, mares, barren, in full. What sort of facilities and technology, everything else that maybe you guys have?
Mike, it's 185 acres. It is beautiful right now. In fact, I'm looking out my apartment window, and there's mares and babies as I speak to you. And we offer foaling. We offer breeding to the stallion. You know, we're right around the corner from Windstar. We're next door to Three Chimneys.
Mm-hmm.
Airdrie Farms down the road from us. We board, we do rehab for clients, so if they have horses that race and need a break, we use Root and Riddle Farm, Root and Riddle Hospital, and they're the best of the best here in Kentucky and in the world, for that matter. So we have great veterinarian help, and we offer to be, you know, like I said, boarding, we raise foals. We buy at sales. If a client wants to buy at the sale and have a place to keep it, we will board a yearling here, or a two-year-old for that matter. If clients want to buy two-year-olds and give them a break, we will keep them here for them and then off to wherever track they want to go. We do everything here except have stallions. So we really, you know, we're a hands-on. I like, you know, we are a boutique. And we foal Keith and Laura at every foaling. They foal every foal we have on the farm. And in fact, we got about 10 to 12 getting ready to foal here in the next 10 days. So we're going to be very active late at night, because the mamas always wait till night to do this. So, you know, we have the best grass in the world here, and we really want to share it with everybody. All I can tell you is we did have some weather, like John said before me, a few days ago, but it is gorgeous now. Everything is blooming as I speak to you, and it's really special, and it's something that we want to share. And the people, as fun as the racing is, this is fun too. It's a whole joint loving endeavor we can all do together, and I know how it is, because I did train, and I own horses now, so I know the anxieties people feel, because I felt it then. And so I know where you're coming from, those who aren't doing the breeding thing, and I think I can definitely relate to the feelings that people have, and I can help people understand, along with Keith and Laura, what we do and how we want to do it with you if you'd like. So it's a real cool place. All I can tell you, if you visit, please come visit us at least. And like you said, look at the website, see what we do, and let us be a part of it with you if you'd like, because we're here for you and we really want to share it.
Mark, your sincerity comes through. I've known you for so many years and, of course, knew your dad. We had you on a few weeks ago, and people might recognize the name, your dad, Sad Sam Sakalakis, a legendary figure in USC Trojan football lore, place kicker. He was able to stand up and
I believe it was Cal that you guys beat, wasn't it? That SC, was it Stanford?
Almost. Close. It was Stanford.
Stanford. They were 10-0 coming into that game, and you guys kept them out of the Rose Bowl. So that was way back in 1953 before you and I were attending any games anywhere. Anyway, Mark, encourage everybody to go to EndeavorFarmKY.com, and they can get a good idea for your farm and everything you offer. Thank you so much, and all the best, Mark. We'll be in touch.
Thanks, Mike. You too. All the best. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it so much. We're going to step aside quickly, coming back strong with John Lindo. And then Orlando Gutierrez is going to get us up to date on everything going on at Los Alamitos. Millie Ball from XBTV has got updates on a number of horses that have been in training, prepping for bigger things here as we move into late spring and summer. And a quick word, folks, about Western Rooter, family-owned for more than four decades by Mike Glenn and the father and son team of Larry and John Butala. Go to their website, westernrooter.com. Folks, all you need to know is they've got over 400 five-star reviews, commercial or residential, 24-7, serving the entire San Gabriel Valley. Give them a call, Western Rooter, 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA, and Western Rooter will knock 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615. Or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
Fans, we would like to thank you for helping make our classic meet a great success. The Santa Anita Derby did not disappoint. A Stronghold t-shirt is already in the works and should be available right around Kentucky Derby Day. And how about that legendary performance by Frankie Dettori? It was just spectacular. We are now open for simulcasting, and live racing will return for our Hollywood meet on Friday, April 19th. Opening weekend brings us four big stakes races highlighted by the Grade 2 Santa Maria Stakes on April 21st. Great special events are lined up too, like a big day on April 27th filled with entertainment like the Frenchie Bulldog Derby, a Hot Wings trackside event, and a recently added Laughs and Lowriders event that features stand-up comedians, a classic car show, and a family fun zone all in the infield. The top jockeys, the top trainers, and world-class racing are here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand-roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna at Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
I'm at the bottom of the jailhouse now. Ain't it been long like this? Ain't it been long?
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. We just heard from Juan Hernandez, fresh off victory, a rousing victory in yesterday's Grade 1 Apple Blossom aboard the Bob Baffert Conditioned Adair Manor there at Oaklawn Park. And Juan Hernandez, leading rider again at Santa Anita, 53 wins on top of the heap. Antonio Fresu had a tremendous meet, second at 46. And check this out, stakes won. Fresu with a stakes double on closing day a week ago, ended up dead heated with Flavion Pratt in that very all-important category with 11 stakes wins. Juan Hernandez in third with 7 stakes wins at the Santa Anita Classic meet. And don't forget, as we've noted, the Hollywood meet at Santa Anita. That gets underway this Friday. First post time at 1 o'clock. And again, free parking and admission on all Fridays through closing day in mid-June. And we've got drink specials on Fridays as well. $3 beers, $5 margaritas, and the weather certainly turning in the right direction. By the way, a couple of very important stakes opening Saturday, this coming Saturday, the Grade 3 Californian, big prep for older horses, looking at the Hollywood Gold Cup, and then the Grade 3 Providencia, three-year-old fillies at a mile and one-eighth on turf. So a lot to look forward to as we move into spring, and I would encourage you, go to santaanita.com and make your Kentucky Derby reservations right now. Let's get down to Carlsbad, check in with John Lindo. John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Good. I want to mention the Lindo Report. It's available free of charge at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. We don't have Dan Sanchez with us, but folks, call Steve Johnson. He heads up the race book there at the South Point. Toll free, 866-780-RACE. And, John, you're going to be there along with Jonathan Hardoon and Ralph Sirocco, who's been doing Race Day Las Vegas on radio up there for so many years. You're doing your annual Kentucky Derby seminar on Kentucky Oaks Night, Friday, May 3rd, right after the races.
That's right. We'll be in the Grandview Lounge, which is just to the side of the race book there at the South Point. We go at 6 o'clock that evening. We'll cover, what happened at Churchill Downs on Oaks Day and kind of get a preview of what's going on. We'll look at that Derby field, and obviously we'll have some opinions on the card, the rest of the undercard of the Derby. There's so many good races on that day, so I'm looking forward to that. We've been doing it a number of years, get a good crowd. We fill up that lounge, so come on out, enjoy it. And we have the big grand ballroom open for the viewing party on Derby Day itself, so there'll be plenty of room, lots of seats. You'll have the live windows, and you have the self-serve machines as well. So No problem getting your wagers down for the Kentucky Derby weekend there at the South Point.
And also, look, if folks can't make it to Vegas and make your seminar, they can catch it at the South Point website, correct?
Yeah, and you can catch it on our radio website, thoroughbredla.com.
Nice.
We'll have it live streaming on our website right around 6 p.m. on Friday.
Okay, I want to mention the Cal Bread of the Week. And again, closing day for the Classic meet was last Sunday. A week ago yesterday, Phil D'Amato, boy, what a finish to the meet he put on. He swept the stakes situation on closing day a week ago. And a week ago yesterday, he saddled the winner of the Echo Eddy Stakes for California Breds, Shady Tiger, ridden by Juan Hernandez. You got an $8 mutual and a 5.5-length winning margin. That's the Cal Bread of the Week. You guys noted it on air yesterday. Shady Tiger took that $125,000 Echo Eddy. He's by Smiling Tiger out of the full mandate mare Divine Legacy and was bred and he's owned by Rusty Brown, longtime thoroughbred breeder owner here in California. Again, trained by Phil D'Amato, Shady Tiger is now 3-for-4 lifetime with the winner's share from the Echo Eddy of $75,000. $75,000. Shady Tiger now has earnings, John, of nearly $170,000. He is our reigning California Bred of the Week.
Yeah, and already out of the young career, he's won on dirt, he's won on turf. He's done a lot of things. I understand he'll be stretching out for his next start. And the way he travels, I don't think two turns is going to be a problem for him. This is a really promising cow bred. So congratulations to my buddy Rusty Brown. He's got a nice one here.
Right, and that is one nice stallion for California as well. Smiling Tiger, you can get to him at Harris Farms there in Coalinga. John, wanted to get your take on Brad Cox's win in yesterday's Lexington with Eclipse, and your thoughts on how he looked doing it. Do you think he can whip back in 3 weeks and run in the Derby?
Well, I tell you what, Encino got everything his own way. It looked like there was some speed in the race, but the other speed horses didn't go. So Encino was able to make an easy lead, dictate the fractions. And on that track at Keeneland, where there has not been a lot of passing, that's what you want. And he took advantage of it and won easy. The fact that the Brad Cox stable were trying to get him the extra Derby points tells us their intentions. He didn't have to run in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And with a defection this morning and no more time, he now moves into the 20th spot on the points list. So he is in the Derby if they want to go. At the very least, it will increase the pace scenario for the Kentucky Derby. And you got to remember that Brad Cox is a deep closer named Catching Freedom in the race. He probably wants some pace in there. So I would think he runs.
Yeah, and it's not Eclipse. It's Encino. Right where Ralph Williams Ford used to be, as you may recall from your youth, John.
I sure do, yes.
Anyway, and as I noted earlier, Encino had 2 wins from 3 starts on synthetic Tapita at Turfway. And Cox said, hey, look, I think he's going to handle the dirt. And boy, was he right. John, our time is short. How about a best bet from your corner?
Let's go to Keeneland today. In Keeneland's 7th race, number 12, Not in a Million Years. Ran very well today's mile and eighth distance, was last seen at Aqueduct in November. Trending well for the return. Chad Brown is hitting on all cylinders down there at Keeneland right now. I think this is a nice horse. The mile and eighth is the outside post. Not as big of a worry to have time to find a spot going to the first turn under Irad Ortiz. 3-1 on the program, number 12. Not in a Million Years, race number 7, Keeneland.
Okay. Hey, John, thanks so much. And I know you, along with everybody else, were looking forward to getting going again. At Santa Anita, you know, I had their senior director of marketing, Andrew Arthur, on a week ago, and it's got to be frustrating for guys like him because we've had so many stops and starts, threatening weather, bad weather, rain. Now things finally turn in our direction, and we got a nice weekend, and we're sitting idle, but that's just the way the schedule came up.
Well, you know what? It was scheduled to take the break. Let's take the momentum from a good weekend last weekend.
Yeah.
Get going fresh and easy. And, you know, we've got the Tapita service now for the turf horses to train on. I think we're going to see a lot of grass racing during this meet. And I wouldn't be surprised to see guys like Phil D'Amato, who had a good meet for the winter meet. I think he'll have even a better meet now for the Hollywood meet.
Well, he's going to be active. You know that for sure. Hey, John, thank you so much. And I look forward to the show with you. You and Bob Ike and company next Saturday.
looking forward to it. Talk to you guys next week.
You got it. Let's get down Cotella to Los Alamitos Racecourse. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Hey, Orlando, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. You guys had a little threat of rain early in the card last night, but it really wasn't a factor, was it?
You know, early on it was. There was a little bit of rain during the first few races. Then it cleared nicely. It ended up being a nice, cool night. Racing went well. A lot of nice action throughout the card. A few photo finishes, a few impressive efforts as well. Vladimir Serene sent a horse that looked very, very impressive. Abdul Al-Sagour with the winning ride. So all in all, a very good night of racing, an excellent stakes race won by A.J. Born Running, a nice mare who's now picked up back-to-back stakes wins with Eduardo Nicasio up. So a good night of racing at Los Alamitos. They hit the pick six for $13,000 as well last night. So we'll be kicking in that $10,000 into the pick six tonight. So I encourage everyone to bet that race. That's money for the extra money for the players to win. The pool is usually around $50,000 to $65,000. Good night of racing tonight. 5 p.m. is our post time, Mike.
Nine races. You get underway at 5 o'clock. In the seventh race tonight, two-year-olds at 220. I know you got a couple of very well-bred, well-connected juveniles in there.
One of the best champion of champions that we've had at Los Alamitos featured the great Impressum in Danger. They finished first and second in that great race, and now their siblings will be facing off as they debut. The number four horse, Assault, is a half-brother to Impressum from the barn of trainer Heath Taylor. He looks really, really good. And the outside horse, number five, Toxic Details, that's a filly. She's a half-sister to the Great Danger, who's the reigning AQHA world champion. Toxic Details is a sister to Toxic Relationship, who won a Grade 1 race here last year. So really, really great breeding lines on Toxic Details going against Assault. Let's hope it's an exciting race. They go head-to-head just like the older brothers did in the Champion of Champions a few years ago.
And early race 7 tonight goes at 7:28 Pacific. Talk about next Sunday night. You're going to have a full night of trials. Horses trying to get eligible for the Grade 2 Robert Adair Futurity.
Yeah, we're going to have a full night of trials. I think we'll have about maybe 62-year-olds that will be going in those trials. 28 of them have already posted a race. 39 of them with most of them with two, maybe even three gate works. So they'll be very seasoned going into these trials. Heath Taylor should have a really good group of runners. Jose Flores, most of his horses will be coming into the trials without a race. So they'll be just coming in to making their racing debut. Monte Arosa, always tough in the Kindergarten Futurity. And one thing to look for is the fillies. The fillies have won the Kindergarten Futurity each of the last 4 years. You have to go back to 2019, the last time that a male won the Kindergarten Futurity. So Elizabeth Alexandra, a horse, a filly that won a race last week, is one that I will be keeping an eye on. She looked really good, sired by KVN Corona. And again, some of those nice runners that have posted good works include My Bud, another KVN Corona, and Bull Market, a colt by Separate Interest. So we're going to be a full night of trials next week, a full night of trials to the Grade 2 Kindergarten Futurity as our Futurity season gets underway.
Before we get a best bet from you, and we've only got about a minute, Orlando, I want to give a tip of the cap to Kevin Modesti with the SoCal News Group. Santa Anita dark this weekend, so he angled the sled down there to Los Alamitos, and he took a camera. Really nice feature this past Friday in all those papers, Long Beach Independent, LA Daily News, you know, San Gabriel Valley Tribune, Pasadena Star News, on Angie Aquino. She worked so hard, a terrific trainer, and he got a nice shot of her, at the front of a stall there. And I really enjoyed it. It was a good read. But for now, how about a best bet tonight on your nine race card?
Yeah, Mike, we'll go to race number, race number six with Big Casino. Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. That'll turn around here. Race number eight. Sorry about that. In the four, Big Casino with trainer Heraclio Botello, 3-1 on the morning line. Showed nice speed last time out. Kind of came up short a little bit, but again, really nice race last out. I think he's got the speed here. It's going to be a very competitive race. Race number eight, I'll go with the four, Big Casino, 3-1. Again, race eight, post time, 7:52 p.m.
And that's for the 8th, first post time at 5 o'clock, 9 races, Orlando. Have a great day and night there at Los Alamitos. Folks, stay with us. We're coming back strong. Millie Ball from XBTV, Toby Terrell of Winner's Card. They round out hour one. Santa Anita leading trainer Doug O'Neill joins us at the top of the hour. A whole lot of shows straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Fans, we would like to thank you for helping make our classic meet a great success. The Santa Anita Derby did not disappoint. A Stronghold t-shirt is already in the works and should be available right around Kentucky Derby Day. And how about that legendary performance by Frankie Dettori? It was just spectacular. We are now open for simulcasting, and live racing will return for our Hollywood meet on Friday, April 19th. Opening weekend brings us four big stakes races highlighted by the Grade 2 Santa Maria Stakes on April 21st. Great special events are lined up too, like a big day on April 27th filled with entertainment like the Frenchie Bulldog Derby, a Hot Wings trackside event, and a recently added Laughs and Lowriders event that features stand-up comedians, a classic car show, and a family fun zone all in the infield. The top jockeys, the top trainers, and world-class racing are here at the Great Race Place, Santa Anita Park.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. This weekend, the top California juveniles begin their racing careers while preparing for the big futurities at Los Alamitos. Plus, night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action, from Oaklawn and Keeneland to Gulfstream Park and the top New York tracks. Enjoy our comfortable and ample grandstand each and every day with large screen TVs, plenty of wagering machines, and the friendliest staff in racing. Or reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. For Kentucky Derby reservations, call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard's Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HD TVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii, and unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, Hour 1, Thurbert, Los Angeles. Let's get right to it. Get up to Santa Anita Park. Say hello to Millie Ball on behalf of XBTV. Millie, good morning. You got a couple of young boys. They're very active athletically. That song you just heard coming in is one you don't want to hear them singing in the shower. Waylon Jennings, one of the original Outlaws. Hey, anyway, obviously no live racing this weekend. We get underway this coming Friday at Santa Anita. But wanted to get your thoughts on some big horses in training up there. What about Stronghold, winner of the Santa Anita Derby for Phil D'Amato? How has he looked in the morning, Millie?
Well, it's tough to spot him because he goes out very early in the dark, but he is back at the track, and he plans to have one more work. That will be this next weekend, and then he will ship on the 23rd to Churchill, and he'll have his last work there. So that's the plan for him, but it's good that he's, you know, back on the track and training. After his win in the Santa Anita Derby.
And talk about Arabian Night for Bob Baffert.
Yeah. Well, he had his first work back, actually, since the Breeders' Cup. It's just a little 3-furlong work, but I imagine his main goal is, you know, to be recrowned in the Pacific Classic again, so that would be good timing down at Del Mar. The Chosen Vron, a fan favorite, who's won 11, would have his last 12 races. He just had a workout, and I did actually speak to Eric Kruljack and asked him where he's pointing this brilliant horse, and he said the Kona Gold. So all being well, the Kona Gold, and he did look fantastic. It was right in the middle of the track and just cruising down the stretch. Looked really good in that work.
And the Kona Gold, that's at 6 furlongs. It's an open race. That'll be a week from Saturday, April 27th. So that's something to look forward to. There was one other horse you were telling me about, Ulejos.
Yeah, Vlahos, yeah, this three-year-old, because he broke his maiden, and it was one of the fastest three-year-old races we've had at Santa Anita, because Bull Don't Lie, he was third in that race, maiden race, and then he came back to win very impressively. But Vlahos, I spoke to Doug O'Neill, and he's pointing for the Pat Day Mile, which is on Derby weekend. A mile dirt race back there at Churchill. So that's exciting. And that's for the new connections because he was purchased after his maiden win. He got some extra owners in there. The majority owner is Ty Leatherman. So new ownership going in there for the Pat Day Mile.
Okay, looking forward to that very much. And last thing, the OBS 2-year-old in training sale, a very important sale on the calendar every year. Starts Tuesday there in Ocala. Is Tim heading down there?
He's not heading down. He's got folks. Gail looks out for horses for him, and she will be back there scouting out his list that he's put together. I won't be able to talk to him much. He's always like, I'm on the phone, I'm bidding for something.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, pass this along. I just got it from John White. A Dare Manor for Mr. Baffert, winner of yesterday's Grade 1 Apple Blossom. She got a 100 buyer speed figure, Millie. So, hey, listen,
it was so fun to watch.
Awesome. Hey, have a great rest of the day, Millie. Looking forward to seeing you back on the satellite signal on Friday.
Thank you so much, Mike. Bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. Let's get up to Santa Anita. Say hello to Toby Terrell on behalf of Winner's Card. That's the best $5 you're going to spend going to the races. You can also get it online at casetherace.com. Toby, main track today closed, but the synthetic training track is open, and this is going to be a very, very good thing looking forward. How about a best bet somewhere?
I wish I had one. Out here, I'm totally focused on what's going on the new track. It's been sensational.
Good.
And it's gaining tremendous activity by the day. I love the way the horses are going over it. I think it took a little while to settle completely in, but now it's going to be a gem. I mean, there's been a ton of horses worked today. We'll probably have a ton more tomorrow.
All good. Looking forward, Toby. Our time is up here for hour one. Thank you so much. We'll check you back in a week. Folks, stay right with us. Leading trainer Doug O'Neill, he's next up right here on Thoroughbred LA.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners or management.
Angels baseball is less than 2 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimos, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Fans, we would like to thank you for helping make our classic meet a great success. The Santa Anita Derby did not disappoint. A Stronghold t-shirt is already in the works and should be available right around Kentucky Derby Day. And how about that legendary performance by Frankie Dettori? It was just spectacular. We are now open for simulcasting, and live racing will return for our Hollywood meet on Friday, April 19th. Opening weekend brings us 4 big stakes races highlighted by the Grade 2 Santa Maria Stakes on April 21st. Great special events are lined up too, like a big day on April 27th filled with entertainment like the Frenchie Bulldog Derby, a Hot Wings trackside event, and a recently added Laughs and Lowriders event that features stand-up comedians, a classic car show, and a family fun zone all in the infield. The top jockeys, the top trainers, and world-class racing are here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. This weekend, the top California juveniles begin their racing careers while preparing for the big futurities at Los Alamitos. Plus, night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action, from Oaklawn and Keeneland to Gulfstream Park and the top New York tracks. Enjoy a comfortable and ample grandstand each and every day with large screen TVs, plenty of wagering machines, and the friendliest staff in racing. Or reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. For Kentucky Derby reservations, call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgart's Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HD TVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, and once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Once again, a very, very important time of the year in our game, Thoroughbred Horse Racing. Now less than 3 weeks away from the Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby, and an additional reminder, hey, we're not running this weekend at Santa Anita. A little break in the action scheduled between our classic meet, which got underway the day after Christmas, and it wrapped up a week ago, and our Hollywood at Santa Anita meet. That'll kick off this Friday. Folks, Friday's always free parking and admission, and come on out and have a good time. Hoop it up. $3 beers, $5 margaritas, first post time, 1 o'clock, and we've got some very, very good stakes action for next weekend as well. Speaking of stakes, speaking of winning, our next guest is no stranger to winning stakes and winning a lot of races. In fact, he is Santa Anita's leading trainer at the recently concluded Classic Meet. He finished with 30 wins, one better than Mark Glatt's 29, two up on Phil D'Amato's 28, a two-time Kentucky Derby winning trainer, five Breeders' Cup wins on his resume. If you go to his website, Doug O'Neill Racing, you'll see that kind of his philosophy in life, two words, relentlessly positive, a good friend. Doug O'Neill, good morning. Thanks for taking time.
Mike, thanks for the intro. That's very kind of you. And, yeah, good talking to you.
Where are you at, Doug?
Beautiful Santa Anita. That's a great race place here.
Okay, good. Main track closed today, but the synthetic training track is open, and obviously it's getting a lot of use right now. I think this is going to be a very, very positive development as we move into spring and summer at Santa Anita.
100%. No, it's been really nice. And, you know, we've got a lot of turf horses that really, even when the weather is normally beautiful here, I think the synthetic's going to be a great addition to be able to train on that about every day. So, no, great addition, and grateful they added that.
Doug, you've been active lately all over the country. You're going to be at Churchill Downs Derby Week. We just had Millie Ball on, a very exciting first time winner by the name of Vlahos. Had been with Luis Mendez. This is a guy who, you know, he sells a lot of young horses. Vlahos, first time out on March 9th, folks. I'd encourage you to look up the race. I think it was the fourth race at Santa Anita. 15-3 for 6.5 furlongs. He looks like he's something special. Doug, you got some new guys to come in on the horse. You're going to be running Derby Day in the Pat Day Mile. Tell us about Vlahos.
He's really nice. And like you say, Louis Mendez and John Brocklebank, two tremendous horsemen. They both have great eyes for young horses. And they picked him up, I think, at a real bargain price and developed him into what he is. And yeah, he beat a couple really nice Baffert horses and a few others, so we were super impressed with it. And some of the guys that were in him originally stayed in, and then Ty Leatherman and Todd Cady came in and bought into him. So very pumped, very excited. Kind of hope the race doesn't overfill just to get in with only one race under his belt. But the Pat Day Mile is on target.
Doug, I want to talk about Doug O'Neill a little bit, and I know you don't like doing that. You're so deferential all the time. Case in point, closing day, you're holding up the sign, Doug O'Neill, leading trainer, and you've got your main man, Leandro Mora, there with you, holding up that big poster that says 30 wins. And Leandro's been such an important part of your operation for so many years. But you started out blue collar, Doug. I wonder how many people really know that. And you're born in Dearborn, Michigan. Your family, your brothers, mom and dad, you guys came out here. You ended up in Santa Monica. You were going to the races with your dad. I know you and your brother Dennis, you got hooked right away. But talk about how you've evolved as a person from maybe a little kid. You guys didn't have a lot of money. And you just early on, at some point in your life, Doug, you decided you're going to adopt this philosophy of staying positive, and that's how good things happen.
Probably two words. Mark Birch. Mark
right.
Birch is, you know, I was lucky enough to, we moved from Michigan to Santa Monica, California. I was 10, and, you know, he was one of the first guys, he was like the first guy on campus who kind of took me under his wing, and he's just from a really positive, high-energy family, and I kind of adopted that, but, no, it's, I definitely wasn't, I was very blessed, two good parents, and And, you know, we were middle class and didn't go without much. So, but the one thing I did, my dad exposed me to the great sport of horse racing and fell in love with it. And he had a tremendous work ethic, and I think I picked up a little bit of that. So just grateful and just so badly want to see this business do well and be a force for good. And with people like you, Mike, we got a chance.
Well, thanks, Doug. But I want to ask you, as a kid, what were the maybe top three things, if there's more, that got you into racing? I mean, you had options. You know, we had the Dodgers, the Rams, the Lakers, and they were pretty damn good back in the day, still are. And you had great announcers with all those sports. We had Harry Henson at Santa Anita. Trevor Demon came to, Harry Henson at Hollywood Park. We had Trevor Demon coming to Santa Anita 1984 or so. Before that, it was primarily a guy named Joe Hernandez. Harry Henson was also at Del Mar, and then Trevor took over. But what were the keys to kind of getting you really hooked on this game?
You know, I think like every other kid lucky enough to be born in the great country of America, you know, I loved all the sports, played them all, and went to all the games that I could. And I think just coming to the track, God, you felt like, I could actually be part of this. And, you know, even for just $2 a show, you're like, you're kind of in on that franchise. You're in on that horse. And, you know, you go to a Laker game or a Tiger game, whatever, which is great. But, you know, sometimes you feel a little bit removed and maybe it's just unattainable to be that, to be part of it. But, you know, when I found out that I could actually work in the barn area, the hot walker, and now here I was working alongside horses I saw run every 2 or 3 weeks, I was like, whoa. I mean, it was literally, I felt like I was in the locker room of the Lakers.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think just, you know, and when I started in the late 80s, you know, the Shoemakers were still around, the Eddie Delahousie, the, you know, all the top, you know, human athletes. Yeah, Lafitte. I mean, just so, I think between the human athletes, the equine athletes, the action, the pageantry, the tradition, the history, everything, just nothing better. And then you come to San Anita with the San Gabriel Mountains as your backdrop. It's like, if you need mental therapy, you come out here and just, even when they're not racing, it gives it to you. So I just got really lucky that, you know, I started in the business in beautiful Southern California with what used to be Hollywood Park and now San Anita and Del Mar. It's just really, it was pretty easy to fall in love with.
Yeah, you know, Doug, you mentioned the fact making a bet, you're involved. And when you're right, man, it's such a good feeling. Plus the dollars. Like, I'll never forget the first $20 bet I made was on a horse Don Pierce rode for Gordon Campbell. A horse by the name of Regal Troubadour. It was an allowance race. And at Don, he just got up. I don't know who he beat, but he went by a nose. And I went to the window. There were sellers and cashiers then. The cashiers were on the south side, the Sirona side, which Sirona's wasn't there then, of the main line, Doug, at Santa Anita. I went to the window, and I got like $92.
Tax free.
I started out with 20, you know. In those days, I was caddying and over to Annandale in Pasadena, and hey, man, that 92, that's going to take me a few weekends over there.
And you have to read, have to read any putting greens or get yelled at.
Yeah.
Any, no, I did a little caddy in my day too. Now those were great times. I got to remember the first exacta Mark Virgin and I hit Joe Block, the Crimson Commander, there at San Anita. So it's funny how you remember those early hits.
And then Doug, you mentioned walking hots. I think Jude Feld helped you out. His brother Bob's going to be joining us in a few minutes from Ocala. But I'll never forget, Roger Stein used to say often when he was young, he just was dreaming of getting on the backside of a racetrack because he thought once you were there, man, then you were in the know. You know, it's interesting you said you felt kind of like you were in the Lakers locker room. It's true. I mean, you're right there where everything's happening. It's a great game on so, so many levels. But I wanted to explore this a little bit with you, Doug, because we quite often don't have enough time, but no live racing today. I don't think you have any horses in anywhere right now, but I know you're looking forward to getting to Kentucky with Vlahos. But address the meet you just had at Santa Anita. Boy, I'll tell you what, you talk about Team O'Neill, it all came together for you.
It really did. Yeah, and Leandro Mora and Sabas Rivera and Benjamin Perez and God, Stephanie Murray. There's so many people that are here every day and are so involved and such a huge part of it. But, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, we had, as we all know, the wettest winter in a long time around here. And so there was a lot of days where we weren't able to do what we wanted to do. And just, I don't know, usually in those scenarios when you're walking off and on, usually you get horses tying up. They're just not clicking. And for whatever reason, we had a couple months where everything was clicking. And the races were coming up right. So just got really lucky. But again, credit to a lot of hard work for keeping the horses healthy and sound. It's definitely a meet. It's been a long time since we've kind of had that run of horses clicking. So it felt great and definitely a little boost for everyone around here to keep rocking and looking forward to this year.
No question about it. And speaking of the future, are you going to be at Ocala this coming week in just a few days?
I don't think so. My brother Dennis is down there. And
yeah.
Again, like Bob Feld, Bob's been a huge help for us. The great Hot Rod Charlie, Bob picked out. So he's got a great eye, and I'm sure I'll be calling Bob a few times throughout the sale. And his brother Jude. If it wasn't for Jude, Lord knows what I'd be doing. So it really is. It's a great sport, and I'm always trying to help anyone who's interested, because if you got any interest, I promise you'll love it. And there's a lot of opportunities out here for sure.
No question. And last couple of things, Doug. I know you're positive. I am too, but there's no denying we've got some major storm clouds here in California right now. Doug, do you think there's a path forward in terms of getting additional funding to our purses like these other venues have, Kentucky, New York, Arkansas, historic racing machines, for instance? What are you hearing, Doug? Do you think there's a chance?
Yeah, it's like that Dumb and Dumber movie, right, when they're like, there's no chance. It's like, oh, so you're saying there's a chance. But, I loved reading what Minnesota has done. Hopefully that gets implemented. And, you know, I do think we're there's so many jobs at stake and so much housing at stake. Sport, we need to keep it strong. I have a lot of ideas that I think could help. But I'm just hopefully everyone around here, all the people in management, they want it as bad as we do too. I just think the politicians need to realize that how many men and women have chosen to work alongside horses for a living, and they rely on it to put food on their table, and these facts are so great with offering housing. So I just think there's just too much here to not stay strong and then keep fighting that for them. So I'm optimistic.
And Doug, not only housing, medical, dental care to thousands of people, and you said it so often, our workplace demographic is so heavily Hispanic. And, gee, you just hope that people in positions of influence can take account of that. Last thing, I know you want to help to make sure, Doug, that everybody's Kentucky Derby party is a winner. If they live anywhere near Glendora, San Dimas, Laverne, Rancho Cucamonga, get into Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne, southwest corner D Street. That's D as in David and Foothill, right next to Stater Brothers. Hey, Doug, I've been there. I'm telling you, you guys, the pricing, you got to do a lot of volume, because I know you're not making all that money on each product. And the quality is second to none. That's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. As Doug likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza. Doug, I hope it's doing well over there. I really do.
There's definitely been an uptick. I appreciate you. That's all we want, is just people to give us an opportunity. And so proud of my son Daniel, who's putting in 7 days a week, 10-hour days. So proud of him, and he's working his butt off. He's got a team of 16 over there, and they're just give him a chance, and if you like it, maybe come back. If you don't, there's in an outburger right around the corner, so there's options. It's a Detroit, Michigan company, both Caesars, and they're great to work for, so very happy.
Love it. Hey, Doug, all the best. Thanks for the time, and we'll look for Vlahos in the Pat Day Mile. Hopefully he gets in Derby Day at Churchill.
Sounds good, Mike. All the best. Thank you.
Same to you. Doug O'Neill from Santa Anita. And now we get down to Ocala, Florida, and say hello to the aforementioned Bob Feld, longtime friend. We were fellow mutual clerks back in the mid-1980s. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Good morning. I didn't realize I was aforementioned.
Yeah, you were. Doug said good things about you. He mentioned Hot Rod Charlie. Without Bob Feld, you know, he wouldn't have had that horse. I just mentioned fellow mutual clerks. Bob, you've come a long way since we were scuffling and trying to get on for Western Harness at night over there at Hollywood Park back around 1984.
I tell you what, those are trying times being a young husband with two kids trying to get on, and we never got on with, we were the last ones to get on, let's just put it that way, if we got on.
Yeah, it was very, very, very tough. Hey, anyway, Bob, I wanted to get you on because you're a big part of the story of this horse Endlessly. You're a major advisor to John and Jerry Ammerman Racing. They've been along for so long. They had that good horse back in the 90s, Happy and You Know It. John had been a CEO at Mattel Toys, and Endlessly, I thought very, very impressive in taking the Jeff Ruby on March 23rd at Turfway Park on the synthetic Tapita with Umberto Rispoli. He got a 91 buyer. I know you're not much on some of the figs, but, you had to be encouraged by what you saw from Encino yesterday, coming from Turfway Park, getting it done on natural dirt there in the Lexington for Brad Cox. And, of course, I mentioned last week or a couple of weeks ago, there is precedent for a Jeff Ruby winner on synthetic, marching to victory in the Kentucky Derby. It was 2011 that Animal Kingdom did it for Graham Motion. Your thoughts on Endlessly, trained by Michael McCarthy, and where you're at with him right now, Bob?
Well, this is a really good horse, and if you go back to his debut, the turn of foot he showed winning his debut was very impressive at Del Mar. I happened to buy the horse that ran second that day privately for the Ammerman. So as a bloodstock agent, my job is to buy horses that outrun the homebreds. Even though I'm a home team guy and I love the homebreds, and the Ammermans have meant so much to me over the last 25 years. I jokingly said, I was a little bit upset that he outran my purchase, but he showed a lot of talent that day, and he's shown nothing but talent since. I think the Breeders' Cup, he laid a little close to a fast pace and kind of lost his punch. But this horse, nearly undefeated. Obviously, his only loss is in the Breeders' Cup. And he just finds a way of doing it. He's just a very honest, very talented horse that fires every time.
And do you have a call from Rispoli for the Derby?
I believe we do, yes.
Yeah, because a lot of times, as you know, agents, jocks, they kind of want to wait, and I get it, because a lot of good things can come open late. Witness Country House and Flavion Pratt back in 2019, so you just never know.
You never know until the draw.
Say it again?
You really never know until the draw.
Yeah, exactly, and that was the case there,
Yeah.
So talk about the sale coming up, the OBS sale, and I know you're there on behalf of a number of clients, Bob.
Yeah, I'm sitting here at Barn 4 right now. I just sat on the bench. It's the first time I sat down in a few hours. I've been looking at horses all afternoon. The last day of the Breeze Show is going on, but I usually take that day to start looking at the barns and get ahead of schedule. And, even without, there's about 1,000 horses being sold here. And, it's always exciting. These are where the future stars are. And, it's just fun to – the process to me is amazing. I just love the process. My son and I work together. We work every sale on our own. We actually look at every horse at the Kima September sale every year, which is about 4,000 horses on our own. We don't hire any outside help. So the process is amazing. I always say it's like sifting for gold. You just put the dirt in there and you keep sifting, hoping to find a little nugget. And when you do it, it means a lot. And let's go back to Hot Rod Charlie. The only horse my son and I pinhooked that year was a $17,000 short yearling at the Phasing Tipton February sale. It turned out to be Hot Rod Charlie. So, when those things happen, it's what makes you get up every day.
No question. Hey, Bob, you mentioned, or we mentioned earlier, your brother Jude. He trained for a good many years here in Southern California. You two guys are a lot alike in that you're both very positive, like a Doug O'Neill. And, I mentioned with Doug, we've got issues here in California. The number one issue is the fact that as of right now, we don't have any outside source of revenue for our purses, and we see what the purses are doing around the country. Do you see a way forward here, Bob? Any advice?
Oh, man, I tell you what. The thing, I've called some of these situations nearly 25 years ago.
Right.
I hate to sound smart now, but you could see it coming. And the problem I have is California tends to sit on their heels a lot until it has to happen. And it's very, very few instances where things are proactive because they just kind of wait until something has to happen. And the hole is dug very deep right now. I wish I had answers for California. I think I have some answers for the industry as a whole, but for California, it's really a tough situation. It really is.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to hope for something to happen legislatively in Sacramento. That's the only way. Yeah, I mentioned your brother Jude. I tell you what, he gave me a couple of really good shots with two different jocks. Do you have a moment, Bob? I've never said this on air before, but I was working for a guy named Wayne Harris who was a very talented guy back in the 60s, into the 70s, out of Western Canada. I think he won a Queen's Plate when he was like 19 on a horse named Merge in 1964 at Woodbine. But he put Wayne on a horse named Bedouin. I think we were going 7/8, and he came running, and we had a wall of four horses, ended up beat like, I think, 3/4 of a length when running fourth for all of it. Rode him back, got claimed anyway. Julio Canani got on a roll with the horse. And then I had a guy named Alan Patterson, Bob. New Year's Day, 1987, horse named Roosevelt Road, who had won at Hollywood Park the fall meet for a trainer named Arturo Blaze, who Alan knew. And I went down and talked to the guy. We got on the horse. And this horse, his way of going, he'd never pass the vet today. I mean, this is an old racetrack term, but he looked like a hog on ice. I mean, really, it wasn't pretty, but he had a ton of heart, and he won that day. And I always just kind of felt indebted to Jude for giving not just me, but gave a lot of people chances. He really did.
He gave a lot of shots. I've been talking with a couple people at the Blood Horse. He did do an article because I don't think people realize how many shots, not only with jockeys, but he gave a lot of shots to jockeys.
Yeah.
A lot of female jockeys got their first mounts on my brother's horses. But, you know, if you look at the history of the shots he gave to people in the industry, we're talking Doug O'Neill, obviously. We're talking Aaron Wellman had his first job with my brother. Peter Miller had his first job with my brother. I had my first job if I'm a somebody.
Yeah.
I had my first job with my brother. But I think I'm missing a couple. But he gave a lot of first shots to a lot of people who have done very well in this business.
But Jude was always a guy and remains so. He wants other people to do well, and there's a lot of people, they don't have that particular characteristic.
Yeah, well, I can credit my dad. I'm kind of the same way. I root for people. We were raised to root for people. We were definitely raised to root for females. We believe in equality and all that stuff, and that was my dad. He was way ahead of his time. He would have been 100 last September. We had a little birthday party at my son's new bar restaurant in Lexington called Charlie Brown's. If someone's out there in the Lexington area, you got to go to Charlie Brown's. It's a great spot. But we celebrated his birthday, but he was way ahead of his time because I remember being in high school and Janet Guthrie was the first woman to be in the Indy 500.
Yeah.
And I had a guy that finished the race. You know, I was rooting for her. So this goes back a long time now.
Okay, now you own a piece of Charlie Brown's as well, right?
Oh, that's tiny, yeah.
Okay, you and your son, Sean. I remember Charlie Brown's. I'm sure you do. Here in the San Gabriel Valley when we were kids, all the waitresses had very short skirts. Is that the case of Charlie Brown's in Lexington?
there might be a random servant that wears a skirt, but that's not the outfit.
hey, Bob, get back to the catalog. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. And wishing you, Michael McCarthy, Umberto Rispoli, and the ownership all the best with Endlessly in the Kentucky Derby.
Really appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Running late here, we'll step aside. Coming back real quick, like with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com and, of course, Bob Mazursky in the next segment as well. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830. Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book?
South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hey, folks, if you're standing on a corner anywhere, that's an indicator you might need a new sled or previously owned. David Wilson's Toyota of Orange can help you out. Special low financing right now available on most all makes and models. SUVs, Camrys, RAV4s, Tacoma and Tundra trucks, 4Runners, hybrids, EVs, you name it. They've got them and a lot of them at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange along with South Bay Toyota. And if you're looking for that brand new F-150 truck, head into David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, the Wilson Automotive Group. Tremendous supporters of the show. And if you get over to Toyota of Orange, tell my good friend Robert Householder I said thank you and hello. All right, let's get up to Las Vegas and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. A little bit strange with no live racing this weekend at Santa Anita, but it'll be here soon enough this coming Friday.
That's probably a good thing, Mike, and good morning. You know, probably a good thing to get the grass course maybe a little refreshed and maybe the horse population likewise. So I think, you know, I think it's not a bet. Maybe the timing isn't great because, like you said earlier, the weather is so good this time of year. But I think, you know, with that many consecutive weeks of racing, not a bad idea to take a break.
Not at all. I heard you mention we were off the grass yesterday when I was listening to Bob Ike and John Lindo here on Thoroughbred LA 9 to 10 every Saturday. Seven races today at Golden Gate, and we get underway at 1:15. I see one race on the grass going 5/8. That's race three. Is it still on the grass, Bruce?
I haven't checked. I would be surprised if it is. They are very
really?
Careful with that grass course.
Yeah.
Check it. You know, there's still almost a couple of months of racing. I think they want to maybe preserve it, but that grass course, I don't think it drains particularly well, Mike. So when they take even a little bit of moisture, they usually take it off the grass.
Well, if you remember some years back, that the drainage, it was an issue, you know, and you think of Russell Bayes. He walked out of the jocks room, and we haven't seen him since. And that was a weekend where they were running a lot on the grass. We digress. Bruce, what's up at betonbruce.com right now?
We have three menu items today, practically all late races, Golden Gate, Keeneland, the last five, and Aqueduct. So should we take a look at a race from Golden Gate, Mike?
Hit it.
Let's go to the fourth race, bottom level, claimers here, 4,000 now winners, two lifetime. I think the horse that could really perk up in this spot is the bottom runner, the six, Tiger Attack. One, a broke maiden dueling on the lead, kind of a game win for a maiden 12-5. And then he's been running in 12,000 now winners, two lifetime races, and these are better races. In his last race, for example, he dueled from the inside, showing speed against a 3-5 shot who won off by himself by the name of Peter Flies. But he ran a good half mile that day. I think Andy Mathis, who is probably right up there with one of the best trainers in NoCal, aggressively spots him for 4,000 today, draws an outside box, almost no speed in here, Mike, going from inside to outside of the class drop. The pace looks right. I don't know that we'll get the 5-1, but in race four, let's go with the six, Tiger Attack, listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
And post time for race four at Golden Gate at 2:44. And again, they've got seven races up there today. And Bruce, things are going to get pretty sentimental, speaking of Golden Gate, as we move into summer, into June, because the curtain's going to come down. So I think a lot of people will be going up there just to experience it for one day.
Yeah, I think so. It's a sad, you know, it's a sad state of affairs, but that's the way it is with the horse population being what it is in California. That's really just a reality of it. And it'll be nice to see grass racing, Mike, to the last couple of months of the season. That's a good grass course, by the way, when it's dry.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a sad state of affairs, but let's move on. Let's kind of dwell on, you know, quality going forward, and hopefully, you know, things will work itself out when it comes to north south. That's a long story.
Yeah.
But I think this is a sentimental time for sure.
All right, let's move on now for your second selection. Are you going to go to Keeneland, Oakland? What do you have in mind?
Let's go to Keeneland. Mike, by the way, did you see yesterday the theft by Frankie Dettori
in
a loaded Jenny Wiley Stakes yesterday?
Yes, from the outside post. But that's what happens, Bruce, when you're a big number. You get a license to steal sometimes, and he did it.
He did. And, you know, the name of the horse is, excuse my pronunciation, Boat Cachet, I believe it is. This was the longest shot for Chad Brown, who had all kinds of contenders in that race. He didn't really shove on her very hard. He's just brilliant. He got her to slow down on the lead. This filly had never even won a graded stakes race before, and boy, she looked like a champ on the lead. So kind of segueing into my pick here, front runners can do okay, it seems like, right now on this turf course, which is drying out. I think it dried out quite a bit yesterday. Let's, with that in mind, go for a pace play in race five. And, yes, we're going a mile and a half on the grass, but speed can be very dangerous in these races at times. The eight horse, Hidden Stash, He's a six-year-old. His last race before he went to the sidelines is noteworthy. He ran in $160,000 overnight stakes race at Ellis, running as the furthest distance he had ever run, a mile and a quarter. He made the lead and hung around. He was only beaten a neck against a much better field. In fact, Foreign Relations was in that race, who runs in the last race today. He's one of the favorites in a better race. So he actually beat a legit horse who runs later in the card. I thought he ran super that day, but he went to the sidelines, went over, was at Tampa in a very fast-tempoed mile race. He made a mid-race move. I thought he got a great blow out of there, Mike, to finish fourth. He just hung around. He did enough to get some wind in his
legs. And a race he needed.
Absolutely. And I think this is what he wants to do. He wants to run long. There is zero speed other than him in here. If he's ever going to win a route race, this is the day, I think. So in race five, let's go with the 8, Kitten Stash, listed at 4-1 on the morning line.
Okay, and post time for race five today, Keeneland, is 3:08 Eastern. Back to DeTore winning yesterday's Grade 1, Jenny Wiley. From the far outside, Beau Cachet, it's a French bred. 15-1 on the morning line. The horse get off at 26-1. Was that right, Bruce?
I think it was 25-1.
Unreal. But like you say, he made the lead easily, but nobody was looking for him. And you do see that on occasion. And the guy, let's face it, he's beyond brilliant. He just is.
He is. He's a genius. He's not only a great athlete. To be a great jockey, you got to be smart, too. And he knew there was very little, if any, speed on paper. He probably thought that was his best chance. But you know what? He did so slyly, if you watch it. He didn't move on this horse early.
No.
He didn't make it seem obvious that he was going to go. The horse broke, okay. He just kind of slowly got him to angle over and slow the race down quite a bit. And when you put a decent horse on the lead by himself, they are very dangerous.
Absolutely. Okay, tell us what's up at betonbruce.com these days.
Again, just for today, we have the pick five from Aqueduct, last five races from Keeneland, and almost a late pick five at Golden Gate. I think we did races 3, 4, 6, and 7, so you'll have to improvise in race five. So all late action at Aqueduct, Keeneland, and Golden Gate.
And can't wait for Santa Anita to get going again this coming Friday. Looking forward to that at betonbruce.com. Thank you, Bruce.
Take care, Mike.
All right, Bob Mazursky joins us right now, top handicapper. You can catch his graded handicap in all the SoCal News Group papers, along with Bob's morning line. Hey, Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How you doing?
Good. How about a best bet for radio today?
I'm going to go to the third race at Keeneland. I like number 10, Green Light, second-time starter for Rudy Bissett. I think the horse is going to be much more comfortable on the grass and going long. Pratt takes over. Number 10, Green Light, race 3.
Okay, and post time for race 3, 2:04 Eastern. Speaking of Pratt, I think he's on 5 today back there. So I know a lot of people from out here, you know, you look for familiarity, and certainly Flavion Pratt from now to the fall, he's going to be a familiar face in Kentucky and then in New York.
No, you know, yeah, absolutely. And he rides for a lot of big barns back there. You know, Chad Brown uses them a lot, and he should have a very good next few months.
Bob, thank you so much. All the best. We'll miss you next week, but we'll catch you back in 2 weeks.
All right, Mike. Take care.
Thank you. We'll take our final time out of the morning. Folks, stay with us. We're coming back strong with Toby Callett on behalf of TobyCallett.com, and then Jonathan Hardoon with the Rags and Sheets, take two from upstate New York. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Don't forget Angels on Deck with Trent Rush, top of the hour, Angels Red Sox at 10:35, right here on AM 830, the home of the Angels and the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, we would like to thank you for helping make our classic meet a great success. The Santa Anita Derby did not disappoint. A Stronghold t-shirt is already in the works and should be available right around Kentucky Derby Day. And how about that legendary performance by Frankie DeTore? It was just spectacular. We are now open for simulcasting, and live racing will return for our Hollywood meet on Friday, April 19th. Opening weekend brings us 4 big stakes races highlighted by the Grade 2 Santa Maria Stakes on April 21st. Great special events are lined up too, like a big day on April 27th filled with entertainment like the Frenchie Bulldog Derby, a Hot Wings trackside event, and a recently added Laughs and Lowriders event that features stand-up comedians, a classic car show, and a family fun zone all in the infield. The top jockeys, the top trainers, and world-class racing are here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. This weekend, the top California juveniles begin their racing careers while preparing for the big futurities at Los Alamitos. Plus, night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action, from Oaklawn and Keeneland to Gulfstream Park and the top New York tracks. Enjoy a comfortable and ample grandstand each and every day with large screen TVs, plenty of wagering machines, and the friendliest staff in racing. Or reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. For Kentucky Derby reservations, call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgart Sports Bar, our newest wagering room, with more than 60 HD TVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Well, Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, listen, folks, if you live out anywhere near toward the Inland Empire, Rancho Cucamonga, if you live in Ontario, you know, Glendora, San Dimas, anywhere in that area, Laverne, the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Well, what a great place to just have fun. An outstanding food and beverage menu, and I can tell you everything is reasonably priced, and that place is well run. They are, quote, on it. A great audiovisual presentation. And the number one paramutual clerk at the Derby Room, a good friend of mine, Pat Markey. Say hello to Pat when you get out there to the Derby Room, and a good chance you might bump into Bob Ike as well. You can catch him on air here every Saturday from 9 to 10. That's the Derby Room. Plenty of live tellers and a whole bunch of self-serve machines at Fairplex Park. Let's get to South Florida and say hello to Toby Callett on behalf of TobyCallett.com. Hi, Toby.
Hey, Mike. Great show. Even though no live racing, we touched on a bunch of things early on. Speaking to Doug O'Neill, you're talking about remembering the first time. About 1968, first time I went to the racetrack with an older friend of mine. We hit the double. Now, how many horses do you think I've seen run since 1968? But that double was Waiting on Jim and Oak Kraut. Remember those names like it was yesterday.
Amazing.
The other thing you mentioned, Jude Feld. I got to know Jude when he was doing the notes at Keeneland.
Yeah.
And one of the best guys I've ever met. Right?
Genuinely nice man. Yeah.
Exactly. And to boot, just what his brother was talking about, he had a young woman that he had taken under his wing that hung on every word he had to say. And, you know, you talk about things in life going full circle. To round that out, the bumper music was the Eagles and Take It Easy. Standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. I have a G-rated story that at a later date, if you want, I'll share with the listeners because it's worth a chuckle. That's the all the prelude stuff. I know you want to get to the blood and guts of what we're here for.
Yeah, G is in good, so that I was a little concerned there for a moment, but we'll catch that down the road. 10 of them at Gulfstream. We get underway at 10:10 Pacific. 4 of them on the grass. Toby, where are we going?
Well, I'm going to take you to the dirt, believe it or not. I'm going to take you to the 6th race today, and I'm interested, very interested, in a first-time starter. His name is Meckle. Nico Jaramillo is going to take the call. Low-profile barn, but this guy is a very, very good speed rider. I think he's going to get set up behind the 2 unequivocally and wind up getting the money. The others in there to look at are the 7 Bold Ambition and the 1 Goodstone. That's 3, 2, 7, 1. We're going to have a lot of fun playing today 6 at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, the 3 is Meckle, right? Okay, M-E-K-E-L-E, 30-1 on the morning line down there. Post time for race 6 at Gulfstream, 3:46 Eastern. Tell us about the website, Toby.
It's all Gulfstream all the time. Coming up, though, Churchill Downs, I do full card Oak Day and full card Derby Day. And, of course, there's always a tidbit that will come from somewhere else when we get over to Peta Eyes. That being said, it's all dirt and all turf today at Gulfstream. Races 5 and 7 are on my sheet, so this 6th is a fill-in for those that have the sheet to play, maybe a cold deck pick 3.
Thanks so much, Toby. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, take 2, Jonathan Hardoon. I'm told we have a little less time with Angels baseball coming in from Fenway Park. John, let's get to it.
I just want to say one thing. Toby gets the most out of his few minutes he gets on the air. He's got a lot to get out, and he somehow does it, and good job, Toby.
Yeah.
Let's look at the 4th race today at Gulfstream. 7 furlongs on the main track, and I like the number 6 horse in here, Real Talk. 6-year-old Daly for the Joe Orsino barn. Paco Lopez climbs aboard 9-2 on the morning line. This horse draws a good outside box going 7 furlongs. Number 6, Real Talk, wins today's 4th race out at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, and post time for race 4 at Gulfstream is 2:46 Eastern. That's the 4th of 10. JONHARDOON.com. And Santa Anita is back on Friday, but what's up there right now?
We have Gulfstream, QN, Oaklawn, and Aqueduct Selections. JONHARDOON.com. 3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25.
Hey, John, thanks so much. Great doing the show with you, as always. Really appreciate it. We'll talk in a week.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You bet. My thanks to Jake Rich, everybody else involved. Don't forget Trent Rush, straight ahead, top of the hour with Angels on Deck. We'll talk to you next week. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.